Yep. It's Friday, Christmas weekend. Tom and Sybil are on their holiday break. And I'm sandwiched in between two ladies I adore today. One of them being the vivacious Jackie Reed. Hey, Jackie.
Good morning, Skip Murphy. Happy Friday. Oh. How is it Friday already? I've been having so much fun with you all week.
I'm telling you, Jackie, it's been a long week, but now we're here, and I'm happy about it, too. How privileged have I been? First, it was like Sherry Shepherd Monday, and then we had Sherry Shepherd Wednesday, Sherry Shepherd Thursday, and now it's Sherry Shepherd Friday. Jackie.
It's always great when Sherry Shepherd is actually here.
Mm-hmm. So we're just saying this namesake. Sherry is on the way, coming around the corner again. You know how that traffic is this early in the morning.
This early in the morning in LA. Oh, you know,
everybody's
it's crazy.
Out. Right.
That's when it's the worst. People don't know.
You can't get nowhere. I just realized Santa Claus comes tomorrow night. When I was a kid, man, we used to
get the milk and cookies ready.
Yeah, and my son, he was so happy about Santa Claus coming, and he was about like 16 years old, and he was going up, you know, it was late, I guess maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning. He was going back to bed, and then he looked down and he said, "Wait a minute, Daddy, Santa Claus ain't got no milk and cookies sitting out there on his little plate." And I said, "No, we don't have any in the house." He said, "Okay, let me borrow your keys. I'll go to the store and get some and bring them back." But he was rolling with Santa for a long time there, Jackie. Long time. And I'll leave it right there. How much anxiety do you think, maybe you've spoken to some of your friend girls, how much anxiety do you think someone who's possibly looking for that engagement ring, anxiety you think is going to be playing on them, weighing on them, hoping a boy comes through for them?
I think if it's what you're anticipating or you really, really want, I think there's a lot of anxiety as to whether or not that's what you're going to get, which drives me crazy.
Yeah.
At the very least, I think a woman should know if marriage is something that her boyfriend has in mind. A lot of men will surprise you without the conversation of whether or not you want to get married, what kind of marriage you want to have, whether or not you're compatible. I think there are a lot of conversations that couples should have before they decide to get married. But women are always the ones that are waiting. You know,
we
lay in waiting to get that ring, and it's like you have to wait until the man is ready to get married to get engaged. It can't be when the woman is married, you know, because tradition is you're supposed to wait for the man to propose to you. And I believe that's the way that it should go. But it's just so unfair that women have to wait until, you know,
until he says
he's ready.
Or he
you have to wait
move.
Until he's ready to do it.
Yeah. And you might be.
It's unfair. It's stressful.
Yeah, you know, and you might want to give him that side eye look too, you know, because you're expected to get that, open that little box up on Christmas Day or Christmas.
Imagine when you open it up and it's a bracelet.
Oh, yeah. And you have to play like you really like that.
Like you really like it.
Really want it.
Oh.
Man, I bet people become the best actors and actresses on Christmas morning.
And the award goes to Tiffany James.
How could you?
In the role of disappointed girlfriend once again.
You know, yesterday, Jackie, we spoke on it with Sean King yesterday, and then major networks picked it up, and it was on all the TV networks last night. It's gone totally viral, the video of the Fort Worth mama, you know, trying to protect her 7-year-old son who was choked.
Yeah, Jacqueline Craig is her name.
Ooh, did you get any more details on the story, Jackie?
I mean, just that, you know, she has the civil rights attorney. She's not behind bars anymore. Mm-hmm. But we still don't know if that officer has faced any punishment or if he ever will. People were marching there in Fort Worth last night because of this. And they're really calling for him to be fired. Very upset. I mean, and you see a lot of, you know, folks on social media just outraged about this, celebrities included. And our Sherry Shepherd yesterday, when Sean was just talking about this, and, you know, once she saw the video, was moved to tears.
Yeah, she was. She had to take a minute just to compose herself. And it was just absolutely, you know, mind-boggling. I'm going, how, you know, the officer must not be in his right mind. How could you possibly make decisions like that?
And for the handful of people that may not know about this, what we're talking about is a video that Sean King made us aware of yesterday on the show of a mother in Fort Worth who it calls the police and they arrive on the scene because, and she's complaining about a neighbor who choked her 7-year-old son because the man said the boy threw litter, a piece of paper, on his property. And as she's explaining this to the police officer that arrived on the scene, and the police officer is listening to her calmly explain this, the police officer says, well, maybe you should teach your son not to litter.
Yeah, that's what got me. Yeah, that's
and rough. Then, I mean, and then some words are exchanged, and then he arrests her. He handcuffs her on the ground and puts a taser to her head. Then he arrests her, I think, 15-year-old daughter, and there was another daughter that was videotaping everything on her, or recording everything, I should say.
Well, it seemed like the daughter realized that mom was about to go off, and so the daughter kind of moved in between the officer and the mom and trying to intervene.
Right.
And, you know,
the 15-year-old.
Yeah,
we
had her back turned to the
arrested.
Officer. Yeah, yeah.
And then the other daughter was arrested as well. But the Fort Worth Police Department, let me read this statement, put out a statement saying, we acknowledge that the initial appearance of the video may raise serious questions. We ask that our investigators are given the time and opportunity to thoroughly examine this incident and submit their findings. I mean, I think the video says it all.
Let me find enough right there. You know, you can hear something, but then when you actually get the visual, you know, that should clear up just about anything, any speculation or any uncertainties you have about the problem. It should all be right there plain and clear or more dramatic to you and gives you a better understanding of what went down. But, you know, it looked like when the cop walked up that he had no interest in helping this lady, helping the black lady.
Well, you know, her defense attorney, Esley Merritt, said if this was a white child who had been choked by a black man, there's no way on God's green earth that they would be walking free and that the mother of that child would have been arrested along with the child's siblings.
Yeah, man. Well, it went viral. I saw it last night, I think, on CBS News. Scott Pelley was doing that kind of thing. And what is going on here with Wendy Williams? Why is she trending so, I mean, just out of control with this Throwback Thursday picture of her as a young 12-year-old girl and standing by the Christmas tree? And
well, who would think that just a Throwback Thursday photograph that someone would post of themselves while they were a child would cause so much controversy? And, I mean, people were... You know, they came at her with some very,
very crude,
you know,
rude stuff.
Not so nice comments.
Yeah,
about how she looked. You know, she's talked about on television. You know, that she had weight issues when she was a child, and this I wouldn't even call weight issues. She's just not as, you know, for a 12-year-old, she does have a little bit of weight on her, but I definitely don't think there's anything wrong with the picture, but people went in, and what a lot of people said was, why are people, because there were people that were being very negative towards her, and there were other people on social media who were scolding them for being mean, but some people were saying, listen, she's mean for a living. She talks about people negatively for a living, if you can't dish it out, I mean, if you can't take it, don't dish it out.
That's right, Jack. I've got one of the tweets right here. Did you read many of the tweets? I've got one right here. Said, I started to feel sorry for Wendy Williams because of how y'all going in on her. But then I forgot she does the same shiggity for a living. So rib on. Then somebody said, this reminds me of the guy on Beetlejuice. Small head, big body. They just went on and on and on and on. And I'm going, wow. But I guess what you said, you know, if you dishing it out, you got to be able to take it when that shade comes your way.
Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is, unfortunately. Yeah. But people on the internet can be mean. I'm not a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
To people who do not, you know, gossip and talk negatively about people for a living.
Yeah.
They can just be so mean.
Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of these comments and stuff, you know, people sitting behind keyboards all, you know, they can make any kind of comments.
With anonymous names.
Yeah, you got to understand.
Hey, you know, anonymously with fake names, I should say.
That's right. You know, I got coming up this morning, we got the preacher who claims he can enlarge breasts and male genitals simply by blessing them. And got some photos.
So he has to lay hands on them?
Yeah, and all that. And you saw Tammy on the doctors yesterday, Tammy from Basketball Wives. She was on.
Yes.
And talking about the booty injections and all. We get into all that kind of stuff this morning.
She was very candid.
Yeah. Well, it is Fun Friday. Jackie Reed and I are back. Sherry Shepherd is on the way to get in our funny chair. And coming up later, Chef Quentin Love out of Chi-Town will be talking to us about the big event he always has in Chi-Town for Christmas time. Jackie time. It's 11 minutes past the hour. Oh.